Glendon. Libraries are typically known for whispered hushes, the rustling of paper, and an air of tranquility. But in Glendon School on January 27, it was the opposite. The grand opening of the community's first public library, housed in the K-12 school, was a time of celebration. People of different ages enjoyed various activities, some chatted excitedly, while others flipped the pages of books with each other. It was lively. Carla Payton, Northern Lights Library Systems, NLLS, System Manager for Glendon Public Library, said the public library is a partnership between the Northern Lights School Division and the NLLS. The partnership has allowed the library to be located within Glendon School. It is a good way for Glendon to have a public library without having to start over, or start from scratch, said Payton, who was excited about the opening of the public library. It's taken us a long time to get to this point, she said, smiling. Around her, there were books of all types, some for children, and some for adults, fictional and non-fictional. Everything that you see in the library is available to the public. We've moved anything that is only school resources out of the space, she explained. And it's all free to the public. Residents just need to come in and sign up for a library card. With a library card, residents can also access electronic materials, like audiobooks. Being part of the NLLS means the library has access to 200 libraries. This means that if residents want to borrow reading materials from other libraries, they can have it sent to Glendon for pickup. NLLS works in partnership with the other 6 regional library systems in Alberta that serve over 50 municipalities through the Regional Automation Consortium, TRAC. TRAC is a partnership between the Marigold Library System, NLLS, Peace Library System, Yellowhead Regional Library, and their member libraries. It's breaking down the barriers a little bit, said Payton, explaining there are many people in the community who did not have access to a library prior to the new library opening. Speaking to the fact that the library is located within the school, Payton said, the community is, I would say, 100% behind us, as you can see with the crowd here. Payton explained that there is a system in place where residents who want to access the library still must sign in. So, we always know who's in the school during the day when the students are here. Libraries are important, according to Payton. It creates community connections, gives people a safe place to go. There's no expectations within a library.